over South Alabama, the high 52. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 43 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson, a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience, breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron. From inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium. If it's happening in Crimson Tide sports, you'll hear it here first. With analysis, opinion, and straight talk that cuts through the noise. Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 a.m. WTBC. This is where champions get their day started. This is Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
And good morning and welcome into the Friday edition of Inside. Like, where's the sun, Chase? I hadn't seen the sun all week. I wonder if it's going to come out this weekend at all. But another dreary day out there this morning, so be careful as you drive into work or to school. Download the Tide 100.9 app. Get that app on your smartphone. You can take us with you anywhere you go. Also, can send us an app message throughout the show. We're happy to read that over the air. You want to dial us up, 205-342-9904. You want to email us? Chase, you can do that at wimpandbarry@yahoo.com. We want to thank Yellowwood. That would be pressure-treated pine from Great Southern. You want to build the five-star backyard, and you can do that with Yellowwood. Go to yellowwood.com to find the dealer that is closest to you. And always remember, guys, if it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want it. Good morning, Chase. How are you, sir? Good morning, Dad. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing okay. For all of our listeners, the head football coach at Alabama will be staying. Cowboy may not like it, but everybody else seems to like it pretty well. And so he's going to be staying. There's injuries on both sides of the both teams. Georgia has some, LT's out, and Kelby Collins is hurt. Running back is not good. Drew Kidd, who's offensive coordinator's son, who's center for Georgia, is out, and you certainly need your center there. Ali, if any of you listen to the show early, You understand the reason that Kelby, that Georgia is glad that Alabama is in the playoff, don't you? I hope you do.
No, why?
It's because Georgia beat them 3 points, and it's easier to get your team ready to play them.
You mean Alabama beat them? You said Georgia beat them.
Alabama beat them 3-0 or whatever they beat them, I don't remember. But that means it's a little bit easier for Georgia to get ready to play them. So that's the reason he's congratulating, although he was over here 12 years. You'll get some kind of picture of Ohio State and Indiana by seeing if Indiana's as good as we think. They did beat Oregon at Oregon, but we'll get a little bit of a feel for that. You may see that Alabama has sent the Heisman Trophy winner away to Saiyan Julian. Will probably be in New York as one of the finalists for the Heisman Trophy. And so it shows what kind of teams that Alabama has had. Most interesting will be Texas Tech and BYU. Texas Tech will be in. BYU, we'll see what happens. I don't think Duke gets in either way out of the other league. Personally, we'll see with, I guess, Virginia maybe, or nobody will get in there. Kiffin knew all along that for several weeks that he was not going to be coaching in the playoffs if it got to the playoffs. We've got what's his name from? I got him from
Ron Higgins.
Ron Higgins, 7:30. I couldn't have got him on 7:30. Outside of that, that's about it. Nobody has taken the Penn State job. If you're interested in that, I think to Matt Campbell, who's a coach at Iowa State. I think that's right. Billy Napier has a chance to get a job at James Madison. Good for him. Glad for him. And that's just a bunch of junk. But Sonny will clear everything up that I've mentioned. got confused. So Jeff Brohm, who's at was at Louisville and beat Kentucky 41-0 or whatever it was, is nearing a contract extension. That licking there will put you there for a long, long time. So we welcome your calls. You can call us and tell us what you think, tell us what you don't think, tell whatever, and that's very, very quick, a bunch of stuff.
You think Jimmy said...
Alabama did have 20 people in, or commitments, pardon, not in, but signed, recruiting.
Not commitments, signed. Signed 20.
Yeah, signed 20 is what I meant to say. They signed 20, and if you like to rank them, which I don't, they're ranked 4. So, anyway, they got 20 of them. Vanderbilt got the kid I mentioned yesterday from Georgia, 5-star quarterback, which is good for him. So, Alabama's off and running. The guys, the football coach at Alabama's done a good job, really and truly. He and his wife are happy here. He's gone through and they've been able to win the close games. Had he lost the close games, you all be howling for him to leave. So, that's the way life is. That's it.
You think Jimmy Sexton sabotaged the Penn State coaching search?
No.
I do.
I don't.
I won't say sabotaged, but I don't think he was real happy how James Franklin was treated, who's one of his clients. And you fire that guy who's was ranked number 3. And so I think they've had a hard time. I mean, guys, the early signing period. The early signing period's over today. It's a 3-day period. Then they don't even have a coach yet. This job's been open for.
Virginia Tech got limited commitments.
Yeah, so I think that whoever's the AD over there, he had no plan. They need to send him out the door. All right, to the Yellowwood Hotline. What's up, Tom?
Good morning, Barry. Good morning, Coach. How are y'all?
What you been drinking this morning, Tom? You must sound like a good coffee. You're pepped up this morning.
Yeah, well, okay. I've had coffee. You're saying I'm an alcoholic.
No, I wasn't talking about you drinking. You weren't slurring your words. You were just like you had some caffeine and you were pumped up.
Well, I'm just in a good mood.
That's good. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
What'd
you find out?
Well, I found out that Coach ain't leaving, and I watched the ladies last night. I thought they were fantastic in their game.
I tried to call Christy on, get her on. She's done a great job at 9-0.
Oh, right. My God. I mean, has she took the hardest coaching job in America.
She learned scheduling from Dad.
Well, I don't be knocking her scheduling, Barry. Don't be knocking her schedule. He's knocking her schedule, Tom.
You're wrong.
He's knocking her schedule, Tom.
He's so freaking
wrong
about
everything. I like Christy Kerr. She's my girl. I like her. She's done a great job.
It don't sound like it.
Well, no, I just said
they don't sound like it. Tom, they don't have enough people there to start a fight at the game, so she has no home court advantage at all. She still won.
I told my wife last night, I said, you know, this is good basketball. I said, she's worked hard. She built this program.
She's done great. I like Christy. She's done great.
From nothing. And when Wendell Hudson can't come to Alabama and build a basketball team, you know it's a hard job. So, anyway,
I love Wendell, but I wouldn't say that, Tom.
Okay, yeah, that's my opinion.
Okay.
And
we like to tell the truth on this show, Tom.
She's got no home court advantage. She came in here.
You're exactly
with
right.
Nobody cared about anything, and she's done.
She's done well, but I'm saying she played Stetson, McNeese State, Alcorn, Alabama A&M, Sanford.
Clemson last night.
Okay, whatever.
Is Clemson good? She did beat Clemson. She didn't beat Clemson. She destroyed Clemson. She destroyed
everything's bad about Alabama. Oh my gosh. Coach Curry, listen to me. Don't say a blame word to Barry. Everything's bad.
Coach Curry's my girl. I like her. Now don't be trying to put a wedge between us.
You got nice eyes.
She daughter. I got to watch her daughter play in high school. She was a good player too. So
she really was. Yeah. And anyway, I called Coach. You remember the Pensacola Open at Perdido Country Club?
I sure do.
You have you ever looked at the list of winners there? How prestigious?
I haven't looked at it a lot lately. I don't have much mind anymore. They say I'm real old.
Well, I don't either. Well, you know what? We ride the same car. Tom Weisskopf, Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer. Yeah. Here's my favorite. Davis Love the Third won the Pensacola Open.
Yeah.
I love it.
He was nice enough to be on our show one time.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Let me tell you something. Davis Love the Third is a smart individual. But anyway, I was going to tell you before Barry started all his negativity against the women's basketball.
I didn't say a word. I didn't say anything negative. I didn't say they schedule
well,
like.
You didn't say anything positive.
She comes from the Whip Sanderson School of Scheduling. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Okay, all right.
You wouldn't
have said anyway, Coach. Listen to this. Guess who is buying Perdido Country Club and Golf Course?
Who?
Nick and Terry Saban.
Well, they're in an investment group. They're in an investment group.
Okay, all right, whatever. Oh, I'm going to die. I've got to.
Well, don't act like they're the only ones buying it. You're acting like he's the only one buying it.
If they spent money, did they buy it?
They're an investor in it.
Okay, well, they buy it.
Because you think you can get them to do an ad on the show, Tom?
Hey. Coach, I'm gonna call you after a while, and me and you will talk.
No, I want to talk about that.
I can't get a word in. Egg freaking wise.
I want to talk about that. Is that place nice? The Perdido Beach Resort, is it nice?
Yeah.
Listen, it was a PGA Tour stop for many, many years in the old days. Yes, it's a nice place. It can be beautiful. I've played it a million times.
Somebody said they ought to get put a basketball court and have them one of their holiday tournaments there at Perdido Beach Resort.
Yeah, they sure also. Yeah. Hey, well, it's not a bad place, I'll say that.
So it's
I
nice.
Played golf down there for years. And, Coach, there's a par three on there. Remember, they used to have a little sign on the tree right by the tee box, and it was ranked like the 160th hardest hole on the PGA Tour. You remember that little sign?
It was over water, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a dog leg left on a par three.
Yeah.
Tom, I need your help with something, Tom, because Dad will listen to you. He doesn't listen to me. So we play tonight. All right, we played the other night, and I appreciate him coming to the games, but I try to tell him the game is not going to start any earlier than 7:30. He calls me. He's lost, which is fine, but it's like 6:25. I'm like, I told you not to get to the game till 7:30. I said, you're going to beat me to the game. So he gets there, and then he has to sit through other games that he doesn't care about watching. I can't make him understand 7:30 means 7:30. If I told him the game was at 8:30, he'd get there at 7:30. Why is he always so early, Tom?
I won't deny.
Well, it's because he's prompt and he does everything right.
Tom, he came to my Hale County game. He got there, they were way behind. He sat on the girls' bench. They beat these poor Hale County girls. It was like, I don't know, it was bad. 40.
86.
When we came out to warm up, I looked up, he was gone. He left before the game.
I called to talk about the golf course.
Well, I'm asking you to help me.
You know what? You need to listen to Coach and just do what
somebody just sent me a message, said to leave you and Dad alone. So
that's a daggum truth.
Yeah.
But Coach, I was going to tell you, I used to play golf at Perdido a lot. And it was our group would go down there, you know, guys' group, play golf, this, that, the other. And I would talk to the older members at on Friday night. You know how the old style country club, Friday night was a big night for everybody to go eat at the club, right? And they don't do that anymore. This younger crowd, they don't know nothing about that. And I would talk to the older members about stories surrounding the PGA players that came to Pensacola. It was fascinating. I would go down there and do that and write a book. I think I could make some money.
Hopefully, Dad could talk to Coach Saban and Perdido. Perdido Beach Resort could start doing an ad.
See, I can't hear words. I called Coach. I ain't heard a word he said since I called.
I'm talking about Perdido Beach Resort.
Yeah, me and you have been.
Yeah. So.
Y'all have a good day. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Tom.
Good luck. Hey, good luck tonight, Bear. What's the record, by the way, right quick?
Mine? 8-1.
Wow, great, Bear. Keep it going,
buddy.
It's scheduled.
Scheduling. All right, 2-minute truck there at 1330 Martin Road East. That's where you go pick up your boxes, your packing supplies, whatever you need to make this a smooth move. It's local, out of town, out of state, no problem. Let the professionals handle it. 205-247-5050. 2-minute truck. Movers who care.
What's trending on the Tuscaloosa thread.
Good Friday morning. West Alabama Democrat Congresswoman Terry Sewell is chair of the new Democrat coalition. They're putting together a plan that will lower health care costs and expand medical access, according to the coalition. The plan offers 45 specific policy recommendations for what the coalition calls affordable, quality health care with predictable costs. Click TuscaloosaThread.com for more West Alabama news, sports, and weather all throughout the day. It's free. Don Hartley, Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. We're moving right along on your TGIF. Traffic is very light, and as you make your commute on 2059 in both directions, looking smooth between McFarland and Skyland Boulevard, and also traveling on Lurie.
380-70 to book your appointment today. That's 205-343-8070. Located in the DCH Medical Tower. Live well, primary care. It's time. Tide 100.9. Tuscaloosa weather.
A cloudy sky today and tonight. The chance of a little scattered light rain, but the best chance of rain will be south of here. The high today 51, the low tonight 39. Cloudy tomorrow, and again, the best chance of rain to the south over South Alabama. The high 52. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 43 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Where the season never ends. This is your home of Alabama sports. Tide 100.9. It's streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Great Southern Wood. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want it. All right, I got in trouble last segment. I'm going to try to beat Chase. I'm going to be good this segment. I'm not going to say anything bad. All right, get to the Yellowwood hotline. What's up, Philip?
Hey, Philip.
Man, on this good morning, Coach Sanderson, on this dreary, dreary day. Ooh, man. Cold.
Philip, there's injuries on both sides of the football field, both at Georgia and at Alabama. So it's going to be very interesting. As I don't think you heard the beginning of the show, but your head coach at Georgia is tickled to death. It's Alabama. He's eager to get his team ready to play.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. And you know, the injury situation is unfortunate, especially whatever happened to LT Overton, which frankly I've not heard many details on that. But anyway, it doesn't matter. He's not going to be in the game, and neither is Kelby Collins. I heard. So there's two defensive guys that are suddenly a part of the depth lineup at Alabama that are not going to be even available for the game. So what's going to happen is Alabama's got to, in my opinion, Coach Anderson and Barry, they've got to take what they can get and not do any double reverse flea flicker passes when they don't have to, and just stick to their knitting, as my mom used to say. Stick to their knitting and play it smart and try to control the football as much as possible to keep it out of Georgia's hands. Now, will that happen? We don't know. If they have a bunch of three and outs. It's going to be a long day because Georgia will capitalize off that. They'll chop the field up in segments, and they will methodically blow Alabama out of the stadium. If that happens, it may not happen. And I feel good about the game personally, in spite of all the mounting problems. But like you said, Coach Sanderson, Georgia's got some issues too. I think they may have two starting offensive linemen out, if I'm not mistaken. I know Bobo, their great center's out.
Yeah, he's offensive coordinator's son.
Do you think if Alabama wins? I don't think they're going to the top four. Gary keeps saying that. You have to jump a lot of teams. I think you get a home game, but I don't think they go to the top four. Do you, Phillip?
I think they will. I think they will. I really think they will. And that's why this game is so important, guys, is the seeding situation. This is a big game for Georgia because of what you just said to me. It's a huge game for them. And they get more time off. They get time to heal. So this is a tremendous.
Yeah, but you look at those teams that get the byes. They lost last year. It's like, you know, the Dodgers got the Phillies got the bye, and they're sitting there, and the Dodgers are playing, yeah. And those teams get out of rhythm, and then they don't play as well. So I'm not sure the bye is as good as people think it is. I mean, you have to win one less game, but I'm just not sure.
I would want it if I was a coach. I would want it. I would love that bye situation. But I'll say this. There's a lot of tickets are available at a good price. I just checked StubHub just a minute ago, and they're dropping. So you can take your wife, and she might want to go there. You can get on there and get a couple of tickets for about $260.
Yeah.
You
think I should take her?
Sir?
You think I should take Jenny?
I do. I think she'd love it. I think y'all need to go up there and have a nice weekend and and get a place to stay and enjoy yourselves and enjoy the game. I think she'd love it. And I bet you if she's listening to the show now, she might mention it to you.
Yeah, she might. I don't know if she's in the car yet or not. So hopefully she's not.
I know one thing. We got a game coming up Sunday in basketball that UTSA is not very good. They're 3-4 in the year. They lost to South Alabama the other day. A game where Alabama should be able to do some experimentation, I would think, with their what I call a platooning situation and go from there. And then they've got Arizona next week, and I would pick Arizona. Based on what I saw the other night, I'd go with Arizona to beat Alabama.
Yeah, should be tough. So Alabama plays at home on Sunday. I was about to look at that. They play Texas San Antonio. Yeah.
You're right. Yes, sir.
Right.
One your time, two my time. And then they've got Arizona next week, and then they got the dangerous game, though, besides Arizona. We know that's going to be the dangerous game is Yale 4 days after Christmas.
Yeah. Won't be anybody there. Won't be enough to start a fight.
And we'll have to. I don't know. I'm still on that thing. That aggravated me so much the other night, what I saw. And, you know, they have these promotion nights over there, the crimson out and all that. I mean, that's the point where they can do an old fogey night.
Yeah, they're doing at my school tonight, they're doing a silent night. So you wear your tacky Christmas pajamas. Well, they did this to me when we played Hillcrest. We had the best crowd in there. Well, they don't cheer until your team scores 10 points. It took me to the second quarter to score 10. So I said, well, we ain't doing that. Because you have this great crowd in there, and they just sit there and don't say a word till you get to 10. Then they go crazy. I'm like, we can't do that. We got this great crowd. So I told them 4. When we score 4, like, not 10.
I don't blame you.
There you go. Thank you, Phil.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll get to break here. We'll get Ron Higgins in. We'll chop it up. But Lane Kiffin, was Lane lying? Was he stretching the truth? I don't think he really knew how much money he was making. I know everybody's making a big deal out of that. He said he don't even know what his contract is. I mean, I think he knew it was north of what he was making, so he knew it was really good. So I'm not going to beat him up over that. Everybody's beating him up in the national media over that. You listen,
Tom, his wife didn't know either.
100.9. Well, I mean, if he's making more than what he was making at Ole Miss.
His wife didn't know.
Ex-wife.
His good-looking daughter didn't know.
You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. We're moving right along on your TGIF. Traffic is very light, and as you make your commute on 2059 in both directions, looking smooth between McFarland and Skyland Boulevard, and also traveling on
all IQBar products, plus free shipping when you text IQBar to 64000. Text IQBar to 64000 to get your 20% off. That's IQBar to 64000.
You're listening to Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry, only on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Sutterwood, if it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you certainly don't want it. All right, get right to the Yellowwood hotline. We've had him on a lot. It's been a lot going on at LSU from the Shreveport Bossier Journal. Anytime we want to know about the Tigers, we call Ron Higgins. Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Hey, Ron.
So far, so good. Nothing's gone crazy today. It's only 7:30, okay? All right.
Yeah.
Ron, give our listeners what you know about the whole thing about Kiffin, and also was the LSU all the way? Florida never entered into it. Ole Miss never had a shot either. Was it LSU all the way? And then tell our listeners the thoughts about what happened.
I think, you know, When LSU fired Kelly, that's when Kiffin thought, yeah, I like LSU. I think LSU got the edge in this sense. When Kiffin talked to Florida and Scott Strickland, AD, Scott told Kiffin, they said, listen, no matter who we hire, I'm going to hire a former NFL general manager to run the football operations, you know, to oversee player personnel and the NIL budget, stuff like that. And
really?
Yeah.
Kiffin didn't like that. I don't know if any coach would like that, honestly, in college. I mean, that's why Saban came back to LSU, back to Alabama, because he couldn't run the operation in Miami. No coach really wants that. But LSU said the right thing. When LSU talked to him, they said, listen, we just want you to keep doing what you're doing at Ole Miss. And, we're not going to tell you how to coach. We're going to give you everything you need to win, and stay out of your way. There you go. I mean, that's what I want to hear. I think LSU got the edge right then. And LSU, I think everybody had probably comparable money. But LSU lined up a bunch of NIL donors to where LSU could promise him $25 to $30 million in NIL money to buy our players. And that also kind of swayed him, too. I think he left. Look, I know he's been getting killed for leaving Ole Miss at the time he did, but I just look at it this way. It's not great, but there's no good way a head coach ever can leave, really, honestly, in football because of the timing of everything. I'm not trying to excuse what happened, but this is the way it happened. And LSU was going to do what was good for LSU. They didn't care what Ole Miss thought. And I look at also this one. I think Kiffin left for the reason, even before he said it, I thought this. I think he left for the reason he wanted to see if he could coach at a school with LSU's resources, kind of another level up from Ole Miss, so to speak. Nothing against Ole Miss. Where it's probably had more resources, and it's a little bit easier in-state to recruit when you're looking at in-state people. Because I've said this before, Mississippi usually has the lowest average ACT score in the nation. It's tough to find recruitable, academic eligible athletes in high school in Mississippi. I know high school recruiting is not what it used to be, but you still want to kind of base a lot of your stuff around it. And I think LSU is the only Power 5 school in the state of Louisiana. Their recruiting has always been really, really good in state. I think he saw all these, in his mind, all these advantages he had to come in and build a program. And I guess he also thought, you know, they've won three national championships there, you know, one under the guy he worked for at Alabama. And Nick sold him on LSU too. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I know people think it's morally wrong because he's with ESPN now and he shouldn't sway other coaches, but he's still a coach at heart. He's going to advise somebody that worked for him. But this is, you know, if you ask me which is a better place to go to, I'm going to tell you this place is going and why. And so it just all broke that way. And then again, it wasn't any good way to leave a team. But I think in LSU's mind, and then Lane, when he finally got here, realized, yeah, this is, you know, he did feel guilty for leaving until he probably got to be around in Baton Rouge and looked around and thought, yeah, about it. This is what I came here for. But he's also got to realize this. He'll have a hell of a lot more pressure on him here at LSU than he did at Ole Miss. You know, Ole Miss, you could lose a game, like, say, Kentucky or whatever, and people would mumble. You know, I mean, that should never happen. And, you know, you lose that to the LSU here. It's like, we got to fire this guy right now. We just got here. We don't care. We'll fire him. He's going to realize that's the kind of pressure he's going to be facing. I think he wants to find that out. Just like when Nick left LSU for Miami, you know, Nick, I've always said, you kind of regret leaving LSU. I mean, he goes, you know, he told me a couple of years ago, he said, you know, it's one of those things your career comes up and it's a career decision. And at the time, you think, you know, I just got to find out if I can coach in the NFL. I need to know. I've been here 5 years. I won a national championship. I could probably stay at LSU, but I got to find out if I can be an NFL head coach. And he goes, I found out I couldn't. And so when it was time to go back to college, you know, I couldn't go back to LSU. Alabama was open, and Alabama worked out wonderfully for me. And I think with Lane, it's the same thing. He wants to find out if he can coach on this level. If it doesn't work out, he'll go back and find something else, and you know, whenever this is over.
We're talking with Ron Higgins. Ron, this is Barry. Is it important? I don't know what's happened with this. I know Kim Mulkey was very upset with the AD leaving. Pretty much let it be known. I'm not sure about Jay Johnson. I hadn't heard what he had to say. I'm not sure what their relationship was with Coach Kelly. But these guys, these two know a lot of the people around there. They probably know who to go get certain things done, money-wise, this, that, and the other. Is it important that those two coaches embrace Coach Kiffin, and have they, or do you know at this point?
I'm sure Jay's a lot less emotional than Kim is, you know?
Yeah.
Because Kim's from Louisiana, and she kind of wears it on her sleeve. I'm sure it might take Kim a while to come around to Kiffin. I'm sure Lane will go visit her, knowing Lane and knowing Kim, and might, you know, smooth some things over. I think Kim Balls looks at stuff like, you know, I mean, they shouldn't have fired the guy AD that they had, and just upset her a bit because he brought her to LSU. He hired Jay Johnson. He was a good AD. He got caught up in a political firestorm. I'm sure she'll get over it, but she won't forget it. Put it that way.
Yeah.
She'll get over it, but she won't forget it. And you know, it'll be in the back of her mind always. I think with Jay, probably less so. I mean, I think probably Jay looks at it as part of the business, but Kim understands that's Louisiana. That's what happens. You know, I mean, you get caught in politics, and all of a sudden somebody does a really good job and gets fired because the governor doesn't like you. But I think she'll be okay.
Yeah, I mean, the governor comes out and he complains about the contract that they gave Brian Kelly, and we're not going to do buyouts, stuff like that again. Then they turn around and give a bigger contract. Lane Kiffin.
I mean, this governor is like Foghorn Leghorn, honest to God.
Gosh.
You know, I mean, he just starts talking junk, and then they do something even worse. And he's like, I'm on board, boy. Yeah, I like him. He's great. You know, like, you know, talk out both sides of your mouth, okay? Or just shut up. Please just shut up.
Yeah.
Just be quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm with you, Dad, and people get mad at me. I don't know how else Lane Kiffin could have done it. Now, you know, if you with the timing of the signing date and leaving your team, I think is bad. But Ole Miss was not going to let him coach. He thought he could talk him into it. Probably, and I didn't realize he interviewed with the two ADs like during the season, so that was pretty much kept quiet. But when you start, and I understand why he did this. But when you start flying your family to Florida and to Ole Miss, and you're right in the middle of the greatest season in Ole Miss history, then your mind's elsewhere, and it gets out to the media. I thought that was a mistake to send a plane into Oxford to get them. You know they're going to get all that out. So that, I think that's what got everything started. And that part right there, I think he probably should not have done or had them drive or do some way where people didn't know they actually went in there and looked at those two places.
Saban did that with his wife when he came to LSU.
Yeah.
It was a lot more clandestine. It was just his wife. And just kind of before he agreed to take the job or sit down and talk contract with her, he had her. Fly to Baton Rouge, and nobody knew she was here except the chancellor. You know, she's with the chancellor because, I mean, Saban likes to tell the story that Miss Terry and the chancellor's wife went to lunch at this place called TJ Ribs, and at lunch they had this chalkboard in the middle of the dining room and had the odds of who the next LSU's coach was going to be, and Saban's name wasn't even on there. So that's how, you know, clandestine that was. I don't know if you could ever be that clandestine anymore because of social media. It's almost impossible. Nick may have advised him on that. Say, listen, you know, you need at least to go find out, you know, have somebody go down there and look. But yeah, taking him, and LSU was, you know, bold enough to, and Florida did too, to send a plane to bring her in and look around. That was a bit bold. That should have been Ole Miss's first hint. That, I mean, may not.
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah, he may be gone.
Let me ask you this, Ron. Because I think you're right. Like Nick Saban, Lane talking to Nick Saban. I bet you Lane talked to Kirby Smart and said, hey, man, Steve Sarkisian, guys that are in this league. That happens all the time. Coaches talk to coaches. That's just what you do. People are trying to tell me that LSU employed Nick Saban to help him with the search. Is that true?
No.
Okay,
no.
I didn't think so.
Not whatsoever. I mean, one, LSU wasn't going to pay Nick Saban. And two, Nick Saban, there's no reason for him to do that. He makes enough money, and he's not going to ask for money. And that was really, here's the guy worked for him. And in the end, he kind of fired him because he was trying to do two jobs at once, you know, when he was, before the, you know, he thought he could do two jobs at once. But they've always had a relationship like, you know, Kiffin always kind of make, you know, respect the name, but kind of, you know, would make fun of him because he's like a dad who would he would make fun of. But he really respected Nick. I mean, so when he went to make calls, the two guys he wanted to talk to, because his dad died over a year ago. His dad was a sounding board. So he called Nick and he called Pete Carroll, two guys he'd worked for, and asked them their opinions. And I think there's nothing wrong with that. And Nick worked at LSU, so he could give him insight that nobody else could. Nick could tell him about all the politics you're going to face, and then the fan base, how crazy it is and how insatiable it is. So Nick's intel was invaluable to give him because he'd been here. And I'm sorry if Ole Miss done like that, or some of the snooty national press who are ripping Nick Saban, saying, you know, this isn't journalistically ethical. He's not a journalist. Nick's not a journalist, okay? He's not. He's an ex-football coach who's on TV. He's great at what he does. Emmy Award winner, great. And that's the way he should be looked at. Is he employed by ESPN? Yes. Does it make him a journalist? No. So he isn't held to the same standards as of somebody that is supposed to be totally objective, because he's not, when it comes to LSU or Alabama, he's not going to be totally objective because he worked there. And it's okay because he's a coach. He's not a journalist.
Yeah, that.
Well, I think you make good points, and it's difficult to know. Transfer wise, is he going to lose some people that don't like him at LSU, and they're getting out of there? I thought I saw that. Or is he going to get anybody that was going somewhere else? Where does he stand? Where does he stand personnel wise?
I think personnel wise, I mean, he's lost a couple of people that really, but it didn't matter because they weren't playing much anyway.
Okay.
I think once. I don't know how many people are going to look at this. Once you sit down and talk to Lane, even though, honestly, God, if you don't know if you're going to tell the truth or not with some of the, I mean, the whole story about, you know, being run off the road by Ole Miss fans was just, right when it came out of his mouth, we're in the press conference, just started laughing, like, oh, come on, man.
Yeah.
But I think kids like playing for him because they score a lot of points and he's entertaining. He's got your typical head coach, by the book head coach, and they kind of like his quirkiness. He may maintain a lot of people. They signed, I think, 11 or 12 at high school the first day, which is probably low by a lot of other people's standards, but they're ranked 12th in the nation recruiting with just the 10, 11 people, and which is higher than he was ever ranked at Ole Miss in any year. You know, he'll do his work in the portal, January 2nd. He'll do some work in the portal, and I think he'll get good people. I think he'll definitely shop for some quarterbacks. But I think he'll get a decent amount of people back who can come back. There's a lot of the transfers he had this year were one-year guys. He had some juniors that will go to the pros. He'll probably go to the pros. He'll probably get linebacker Whit Weeks back, the guy who was dating his daughter. I would imagine we'd get him back. Whit got hurt and played with a broken foot for most of the second part of the year, and I think it took his stock down the NFL, and I think he'll be back. I think the people that are eligible will come back, and most of them will come back. But I think he'll also look for a lot of personnel from the portal like he always has. But I also think he'd like to get more high school guys too, because Louisiana, again, there's more high school Louisiana talent than Mississippi, and I think I think Saban sold him on that fact. Listen, you can recruit more Louisiana high school players because they're good products than Mississippi.
The other factor I'd like to ask, and Barry may, I won't cut him off. Staff wise, offense coordinator, he's gotten that guy, and he's, where is he staff wise?
Staff wise, offensively, may have a couple spots to fill. You know, would he hire
Ed Orgeron in any capacity?
You know, that's a good question. If he did, it would be like as a line coach or something like that, or maybe in recruiting. I don't. I just don't know. Even though they've had a lifelong relationship, I don't know if. I mean, if that'll be a distraction. I mean, I think Lane's probably going back in his mind. Is it a bonus to hire the most popular head coach in LSU history, even though, you know, he tanked the program in just two seasons after the national championship? You know, do I hire him because it was, he can speak the language, so to speak, or is it a distraction to me? I think he's got to figure that one out. I think he's trying to hold on to Frank Wilson, their interim coach, because Frank's another guy from New Orleans who's been their best recruiter for years and has great relationships with high school coaches. And I think Frank's a great advisor that can advise Lane when he's going into these high schools, driving these coaches, and can kind of give him the history of the background of stuff. I think he's trying to keep Frank. But he's really, I mean, his key thing he's trying to hang on to is Blake Baker, his defensive coordinator. They did a really good job this year. And he's been, and Blake Baker, who's a Tulane alum, is interviewed for the head coaching jobs at Tulane and Memphis. So I think that's going to be a big position. The biggest one he's going to have to fill is that one if Blake goes. And I think he wants to retain probably all the defensive staff. So really it's just defensively it's more concern because most of all their defensive coaches stayed at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
You know, when Lane got on the plane, they made the statement, you know, and everybody, you know, come with me or you just, you know, we're done. Our relationship is done, whatever he said. And it's much like Nick did with Michigan State, except nobody got on the plane with Nick and came to LSU. He said, he told everybody, you know, come with me or we're done. And everybody was done. Nobody wanted to come with Nick to LSU and Michigan State. It didn't happen.
He showed up at the airport. Happen. Nobody came.
Nobody came, yeah. That's right. But, you know, he had a few people from Charlie Weiss Jr., his offensive coordinator, who by the way, Lane wanted him to coach at Ole Miss in the playoff. And Lane called the playoff committee and said, listen, don't penalize us because I'm not coaching that. Okay? I mean, my offensive coordinator is going to be in the game. Don't penalize us because of that. And that helped. You know, they've been in these latest playoff standings. So I think, yeah, does he feel guilty for leaving Ole Miss? Is it part of it? Yeah. He hated the timing. But he also was like, you know what? I got to do what's best for me and my career. And I'm sorry if people don't like it. They don't like me anyway. And I know people don't like Lane because, you know, look, he brings a lot of it on himself, okay? He really does. You know, he's on social media like a teenager, okay? And that's not a normal head. Our normal head coach doesn't do that. It just doesn't.
He's like a hip-hop guy that the players love. You know, that's kind of what the culture he brings. Did it speed up the process where they just said, hey, we got to hire Lane. We got to clean up this other drama. Fire Brian Kelly the calls and pay him all his money. Is that what happened there? Because they wanted to go ahead and move on with Lane. Hanging out there.
I think so. Yeah, that was the right thing to do. They should have paid Kelly. They
sure.
Screw him around. You know what I mean? And good for Brian Kelly. You know, I mean, I didn't think Brian Kelly deserved to be fired, honestly. I thought he was working out of a bad situation. He took over, and it's a year-by-year deal. He kind of built it up, and I thought, you know, he got some people hurt. He's got his quarterback hurt this year, and it just killed him. And then his offensive line just never got any better, and that killed him. And all these things, I mean, defensively, they were really good. They kind of held in there. But, you know, and because you got an itchy governor who thinks he runs a football program, he got rid of a coach that probably should have got at least another season. But, you know, they blew the whole thing up, and then they just went crazy and, you know, went and got a really good offensive guy. You know, it's been proven Lane's defenses haven't been any good. I mean, last year at Ole Miss, he had the best defense he ever had with the portal, and they still lost three games and didn't go to the playoffs. So I think that's another reason they really need to retain Blake Baker because they really need some balance of offense. I mean, there's no question his offense has all been tremendous. I mean, I know Nick called Lane the best in-game play caller I've ever been around. And Lane still has a lot of influence in offense play calls. Weiss calls the plays, but, you know, Kiffin has a heavy influence in it. So we'll see how this craziness works out. You know, I'm sure that he'll keep doing stuff to aggravate other fan bases and other coaches, and that's just Lane. And people always tell me, you know, the direction of Lane's been is two things. You know, why would you get him? He's crazy. And I just tell people, you don't realize Louisiana invented crazy, okay?
yeah.
And then they say, well, you know, he's going to do the LSU. We did the, you know, everybody else after 3 or 4 or 5 years. I said, you know what LSU fans will say? They go, okay, well, we've been 4 or 5 years. He's really good. Okay, that's all right. We'll find somebody else.
Yeah, well, I mean, that means if somebody comes and gets him, that means he did really, really good. So I think the LSU fans will be probably happy. So
yeah, and so again, you got to understand Louisiana is like a different country, honest to God.
Yeah.
So I mean, And I mean, I think hopefully people saw that with how Kelly got fired, that how insanely politics are involved in this, and it's just not right. It's not by the book, believe me. So we'll see how it works out. We'll see how it works out. But people are LSU fan base are ecstatic he's here. And they just have to get used to the fact that the rest of the nation is going to take shots at him from the time that he leaves here, whatever that is. They're going to keep killing him every day, and all these self-righteous national journalists. Lane Kiffin's ruining college football. Lane Kiffin has no soul. You know, like I told one guy who was a writer friend of mine who was just killing Kiffin. I said, let me ask you this. Say that, you know, you were part of a Pulitzer Prize winning on a team putting together a story that would probably win a Pulitzer Prize. But then somebody comes and offers you $90 million to leave. How about your ethics then? Would you feel guilty leaving then?
Yeah.
Hell no.
That's right.
This is stupid. All these guys. I mean, everybody who has a microphone or a voice or an opinion that can get out on social media or whatever are just killing this guy like he's the worst human being ever. And he did bring a lot of himself, but no, it's just rotten timing. And it can't be helped unless they change kind of rules. He can't help it.
Yeah, that's what I said. All right, Ron, tell everybody where they can find you and get all your great stuff.
You go to ShreveportBulletinJournal.com, theronhiggins.org, on Twitter at Ron Higg, and on Instagram at SEC Ron.
Thank you, Ron.
All right, guys, take care. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take this break, and we'll get back over with the phone lines, 205-342-9904. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
WTBC Tuscaloosa and W265 CG Tuscaloosa, a Town Square Media station. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app. From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
Thursday Night Football kicked off week 14 of the NFL, and the Lions outscored the Cowboys 44-30, where Jared Goff threw for 309 yards and a touchdown, while Dak Prescott threw for 376 yards, one touchdown and two interceptions. In the NBA, Rui Hachimura coming in clutch for the Lakers.
Just make sure you get the last shot in regulation.
Reeves, there he goes, Reeves to James. Kick it.
Heard it on Lakers television from Spectrum Sportsnet. The final score against the Raptors, 123-120. Austin Reeves led the way with 44 points, but LeBron James' streak of 1,297 games with 10 points ended tonight as he ended with 8 points. In the NHL, Connor McDavid had a hat trick, and the Oilers beat the Kraken 9-4.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Looking at a minor accident on McFarland eastbound at Lurline Wallace, and all has been pushed to the shoulder. No delays for you. Now, we move at pretty much typical speed here on 43 southbound at McFarland. That
affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
A cloudy sky today and tonight. The chance of a little scattered light rain, but the best chance of rain will be south of here. The high today 51, the low tonight 39. Cloudy tomorrow, and again, the best chance of rain to the south over South Alabama, the high 52. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 43 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson, a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience, breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron. From inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium.
If it's happening in Crimson Tide sports,
you'll hear it here first.
With analysis, opinion,
and straight talk that cuts through the noise.
Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m.
on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 a.m. WTBC.
This is where champions get their day started.
This is Inside the Locker Room
with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
Welcome back to the second hour of Inside. I appreciate Ron Higgins joining us in the first hour. A lot of good stuff. They're not drama that he told you about Lane Kiffin. I thought that was probably very true. Tuscaloosa Toyota, go to TuscaloosaToyota.com. Look at that Camry, man. The 2026 is in 1.99 APR for the first 36 months, plus a $500 holiday cash bonus back right there. The RAV4, it's the hottest selling car out there. You can get 3.75 APR for the first 36 months. You're looking for a truck, they got the Tundras, which are absolute. I was behind a white Tundra yesterday, and I could not believe how beautiful those trucks are. The Tacoma's a beautiful truck. So get by there today, find Justin, and tell them that Wimp and Barry sent you, or go to the website, TuscaloosaToyota.com. All right, to the Yellowwood Hotline. What's up, Cowboy?
Hey, Cowboy.
How you doing, Barry and Coach? Coach, I appreciate you having Ron Higgins on. He's a great journalist. And did he used to be with the Memphis paper, or is he always?
I don't know. Ron and I worked, we worked Joe Dean's camp. He worked at camp together when I was a GA, and I've been knowing him for a long time. He's been around a long time, and that's how I met him years and years and years ago. I don't know where he's been, but you know, he does a good job because he simplifies it for everybody. It doesn't get into, as Barry said, dramatics. He just, you know, just kind of tells what's happening.
Yeah, he is so great. I really appreciate him. And I honest to God, in my heart, I don't know how Barry thinks or you think. I think he told the Lane Kiffin story straight and correct. I really do.
I do, too.
I don't know. I mean, he's just wonderful to listen to. I mean, I have everything get Skarbinski. I knew him when I lived in Birmingham and everything. But Skarbinski's a lot more dramatic than Ron is, you know.
Well, that's just personality. We have different personalities on the show. That's part of it.
Oh, I know. Yeah, well, great deal. Hey, you know, there's a conference championship game in the state of Alabama tonight, college football. I was reading in USA Today this morning. Y'all know who?
Troy. Y'all heard about it? Talking about
Troy.
No, Jacksonville State going for two straight conference USA championships against Kennesaw State. What a program they got going up there at Jacksonville State. Let's give that athletic director, I think his name's Sykes up there. Let's give him some kudos. What a good job. Charles Kelly in his first year taking over for Rich Rodriguez. You know, they're on their home field tonight, second meeting against Kennesaw State, kind of like Alabama and Georgia tomorrow, you know. Alabama school going against a Georgia school.
Yes, Sun Belt champ, you're right, on CBS Sports tonight, 6 o'clock. Kennesaw.
Conference USA.
You're right, Conference USA. The Sun Belt is Troy and James Madison. That's tonight as well.
I'll tell a little story here. I'm happy for Alex Mortensen getting the UAB job. And Christmas 2009, my wife and I at the time went to New York City for Christmas, and we were in the ESPN zone, and I saw Chris Mortensen over there in a room, and I went over and talked to him, and he couldn't have been as nice to me as he was, and, you know, what a great guy his dad was, and I'm sure his father's really happy for him getting that job, you know, down up in heaven looking over him. And, Chris Mortensen, he told me, you know, he had a good relationship with Nick Saban and what a, you know, great coach he was going to be for Alabama. And that was 2 weeks before we beat Texas out in Pasadena, which I went to. And I just wanted to, you know, say that about the Mortensen family. Great job for Alex getting that job. And hopefully he can get that program on the.
Yeah, I was a little, they beat Memphis and then didn't play real well after that. I mean, I'm not saying his fault, but I don't know how much interest they had in that job. And so I guess they looked around and figured out they couldn't get maybe who they wanted. And so they gave it to him. Hopefully he'll do a good job there. It's tough job.
Oh, yeah. At first I saw where Sparky Woods' son out here at SMU, their offensive coordinator, was a leading candidate. And then I saw over the weekend, last weekend, that the Navy offensive coordinator turned the job down. And then the 3340 sports guy yesterday on Gary Harris said that looked like they were going to hire the Presbyterian coach. And then last night, Alex Mortensen got it. So good for him. You know, yeah. Just because you're not the first guy on base or whatever that saying is, doesn't mean you're not going to do the job.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's hope he does. Well,
You're excited. You're excited. The head coach of Alabama's staying, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, sir. I'm excited. You know, I guess maybe I'm going to have to.
So he's won you over? You know, he's won you over during the season?
Well, y'all are trying to bait me.
No, we're just asking. We know you were not that high. And now everybody's. Well, early in the year, everybody said we had the best offensive coordinator. Now they're down on the offensive coordinator, and they're back on they like our defense coordinator now. So it changes week to week.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, my philosophy is on this deal is, you know, let's add it up in 4 or 5 years, I guess, is what I'm going to have to do. Because, you know, he's never been anywhere past 2 years. So let's see what 3 and 4 look like. And, you know, if the league catches up to the offense, then we'll see if they can change it. You know, you got to keep adapting. And looks like he did a good job recruiting. I was looking at those quarterbacks and that guy, Pat, that calls in, maybe he could tell me. I know he's big on their recruiting. I was looking at that Hawaiian kid that they signed out of Utah. Boy, he's a big old quarterback, can throw it. Wonder. And then that Jet Tamala kid out of Nebraska looks really good. And I was just wondering who Pat.
I want to know who the coach is that's going to keep all these quarterbacks happy. Got a lot of quarterbacks over there. One ball.
You know, Rod mentioned something about Kiffin going in the portal to get a quarterback. I'm telling y'all. Maybe Tosh Lapoy can keep him away from Lane, but that quarterback at California, if he got with the right program and the right skilled athletes, receivers, and offensive line running back, whoop, he's good. I forgot his name, but he was a freshman this year at Cal. He's really good.
Yeah, well, he'll be in the market for a quarterback, and I don't think he'll have a hard time finding one. People want to play for Lane Kiffin, especially that position. So,
yeah. Well, you know – Sunday, we got a basketball game. UTSA, we're playing one of our former assistants. He used to be at Nicholls State and then came up to Alabama for a year with Coach, Coach, and now he's...
Who is it? Who's his Texas San Antonio?
I forgot his name. I guess it's kind of, you know, play one of your former people's game. I can't remember his name. That's bad. But if he coached 20 years ago, I'd have remembered his name. like John Bostic or Benny Dees, David Hobbs or Kevin Gray or Kevin Polinsky or, you know, Art Tolis back in those days, I could remember. But my immediate memory.
Yeah. Austin Clonch. Is the coach. He was here? I guess he was 1 year, huh?
He was here
in 2023 and 2024. Austin Clonch.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. I didn't know that. All right, Cowboy, we gotta see if we can find Sonny.
All right, find Sonny. Wake him up.
See ya. All right, hey, at Alabama Pro Wash, they know you're proud of your property. Dirt, mold, and grime on your brick, stucco, or siding makes even the most cared for home or business seem neglected. Their service includes residential and commercial exterior cleaning, low pressure soft washing, window cleaning, shingle restoration, concrete cleaning, and drone service cleaning for those hard to reach areas. That's what I need. Estimates are free. So give them a call today, 205-799-9069. Expect quality exterior cleaning service for your home or business when you call Alabama Pro Wash. Once again, 205-799-9069. All right, we'll call Coach Sonny Smith. We'll get him on the line. We'll find out if he, what he thinks about this Auburn search. Dad thinks he doesn't know that they've hired a coach. So should we ask him who the new coach is, Chase? All right, we'll do that.
He can't pronounce the name.
There we go. All right, Chiseled in Stone is right around the corner. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Well, very minor delays around the area right now for your TGIF. If you're moving about Skyland Boulevard, pretty much the usual from McFarland to 69, you are on and off the brakes. And also moving on 43 southbound at McFarland, that's just intersection stop and go delay.
I'm Hanna Agency today for a quote at 205-462-8192 or visit alphainsurance.com/TomHanna. Today.
Crimson Tide Today, presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com. And Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com. And by DCH Regional Medical Center. Online at DCHSystem.com.
University of Alabama. This is Crimson Tide Today. It's a daily update on Bama sports and it's brought to you by the Good Feet Store, helping people get back to the life they love without their feet getting in the way. Start your journey at goodfeet.com. Hello again, everybody. I'm Roger Hoover. As we get ready for Saturday's SEC Championship game in football, here are final thoughts from the head coach of the Crimson Tide, Kalen DeBoer.
What's your final word to the fan base?
SEC Championship, here we come, and guys are excited about, the journey we've been on. And like I said, their job, according to them, the job's not done. And I love that. And, we're giving everything we have to have a great Saturday. We know it's not going to be easy, but we're gonna give everything we have, just like we have all year.
I'll have more in a moment.
This is Christian Miller for the Good Feet Store. I know from playing football at Alabama and in the NFL that if you have foot, knee, hip, or back pain, it can be a huge challenge. The Good Feet Store is designed to personally fit you with arch supports that alleviate and even eliminate your pain altogether. Try them before you buy them during your free, no obligation, personalized fitting, and you can wear them home the same day. So if you're looking to improve your game, the Good Feet Store has you covered. Stop in for a free, personalized fitting today. Roll to victory at goodfeet.com. That's goodfeet.com. Roll Tide.
We've got you covered for Alabama football in the 2025 SEC Championship game on Saturday. Our radio coverage across the network will begin at noon Central, followed by the 3 p.m. kickoff from Atlanta. You can listen on our full radio network, the Varsity Network app, as well as watch the booth cam presented by Regions Bank, streaming live on all CTSN social media platforms at UA_CTSN. Crimson Tide Today is brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Crimson Tide Today is a production of the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Tide 100.9 Tuscaloosa weather.
A cloudy sky today and tonight. The chance of a little scattered light rain, but the best chance of rain will be south of here. The high today 51, the low tonight 39. Cloudy tomorrow, and again, the best chance of rain to the south over South Alabama, the high 52. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 43 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Two-time state champion and two-time NIT champion, Barry Sanderson breaks down the latest in sports on Inside the Locker Room on Tide 100.9.
You ran crying to the bedroom. I ran off to the bar. Another piece of heaven gone. The words we spoke. just tore my world apart. And I sit there feeling sorry.
Welcome back to Inside Locker Room. I can see Chase. He's back there behind the glass singing this song, which is brought to us by Coach Sonny Smith. I want to play a quick little game with you two guys. Y'all act like you're good friends. So I'm going to ask y'all about three questions and see if you know this about one another. Dad, where is Sonny Smith from?
Old Mountain.
Hey, that's right, Chase. Give him a clap for that. All right, Sonny.
Was that Wimp that answered that?
Yeah. All right, Sonny. Where's Dad from?
Dad is from. I can't remember that town. It's right outside of Roanoke, Virginia. I don't know. He always hid where he's from. He didn't want anybody to know.
All right, give him a bump. Last chance. You don't know where he's from?
No.
Huh?
I do know, but I ain't telling.
Yeah, all right. Dad, what two colleges did Sonny Smith attend?
Are you asking me or him?
I hope you know what two colleges you attended. I'm asking him what two colleges you went to.
I believe one of them was Lane. Lane Kiffin. I know, but I can't remember.
He started, now if your Wikipedia is right, now because I'm going off of that, Holmes Community College in Milligan. Is that right?
That's it.
Coach.
Holmes Junior College, we won the championship in that year.
Really? That, do you know what schools Dad attended, Coach?
Oh, sure.
Where did he go?
Joe's Hardware. Melody's Barbershop. I can't think of that other one. He went there a lot. I think it was a bar called Joe's Pabst Blue Ribbon Special.
No. Abilene Christian. Abilene Christian, he couldn't stay long. He came back to Florida State. Then I guess it turned into UNA. I'm not looking at his Wikipedia. I know that. All right. Deck, besides.
Well, I want to ask.
Go ahead.
I want to ask him a question about the first school he went to. Was Gary Colson going to that school at the same time?
No.
No. Well, he was there
Gary passed away, hadn't he, Sonny?
I think so, yes.
Close friend of y'all's.
Yeah.
Dad, besides Auburn, and he could be an assistant or a head coach, can you name three colleges that Coach Smith coached at?
Tennessee?
No.
Okay. Come on, Wimp. Come on,
Wimp. Y'all don't know each other at all. Chase, this is embarrassing.
Milligan.
No, he played at Milligan.
Played in Holmes Junior College in Goodman, Mississippi.
We're not doing very good. This is not a very good segment. I thought y'all knew each other better than this.
Well, I know.
All right. So he coached. When he left Auburn, where did he go?
He went to VMI, VPI,
No, he went to VCU. Before that
VCU.
Yeah. We'll give you 25% for that. And he was at East Tennessee State prior to Auburn. Then he was assistant at Virginia Tech, Pepperdine, and William & Mary. Is that true, Coach?
Yeah, exactly. Not in that order, but it is. Exactly. My first coaching job was at William & Mary.
The head guy
was Lou Holtz. Remember the name Lou Holtz?
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Well, this is a great segment. Do you know two places where Dad coached?
Yes, I do.
Where?
Joe's Hardware. and Bill's Beer Joint. I think that's the only ones I remember.
All right. What year, Coach Smith, did you win the SEC tournament? What year was that?
Only time he ever got in the finals. I cannot remember. I really cannot remember.
You can't remember what year? Who'd you beat?
I think Wimp was one of them.
Yes.
I asked you what kind of car he bought Charles Barkley.
What kind of car did you buy Charles Barkley out of high school?
That's a bad question there because I bought a lot of cars, and I can't remember the cars I gave to what players.
Yeah.
So I would say a Ford Mustang.
Ford Mustang.
I think that's a little.
How many Hall of Fames, Dad, is Coach Smith in?
Nine. How'd you know that?
Nine Hall of Fames.
I guess. It's kind of hard to get to all the meetings of the Hall of Fames I'm in.
Y'all aren't very good friends.
We are on the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah. What did y'all sing? What did y'all sing at the Grand Ole Opry?
We did. It was him.
What did you sing?
Well, I sung Rocky Top.
Oh.
You remember the song Rocky Top?
Yeah.
Rocky. I don't.
Yeah.
What was it?
Can you sing it for us?
Rocky Top, you've always been home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee. How'd that sound?
That sounded good.
Hey, pronounce the name of the new football coach at Auburn. Golish.
Oh, Chase, give applause for that. That's right. Well, where did he come from?
I got to be up on these things because I get so many calls from so many people.
What school did he come from?
I'll never get that. Did he go to school? I don't know.
He's from Russia, actually.
That's exactly right.
He came from South Florida.
So. Yeah. He'll sign every player in Alabama that can speak Russian.
Is there a lot of good football players in Russia?
What did he just say?
He said he'll sign every football player in Alabama that can speak Russian.
Hey, I don't think I can be on this show any longer.
And he said at the press conference, he does not like to play golf. He will not be playing golf. So,
well, see, that's just a show that he's always working.
Yeah.
I did that same kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So did I.
Well, you played tennis, but tennis doesn't take as long as golf. Golf takes 4 hours.
I was a good poker player until my dad, we were playing a little poker up behind the drugstore in Roan Mountain, and my dad ran in, stomped his foot down on the money because he didn't want me playing cards for money, and he grabbed me by the shirt and drug me home. So I didn't get to finish my gambling career like I wanted to. I'd probably be in Vegas. I'd probably be in Vegas right now.
When y'all had that little jingle about Wimp and Sonny, one thinks he's smart and one thinks he's funny. Coach, were you smart or funny?
Neither. Both, but we had to give him something. he was out in the cold. We had to give him something.
Yeah.
I tell you one thing he can do.
What's that?
The only man I ever seen got stopped in a car doing 85 and got in the car with the patrolman. Talked him out of the ticket and gave it.
That's the last show. I'm glad you told that. Nobody knows it. That's great.
Well, I'm going to tell a little different this time. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you
true. Tell it different. Yeah, I broke. I did something here. Yeah.
Oh. You broke it. Didn't he break your car window, your sunroof one time?
He did do that. Now, is he going to deny that one?
I don't know. Yeah. But I know you said he did. If you said it's true.
Oh, it is true. It is true. He broke.
Did he pay for it?
He's a bit. No, now, you know the answer to that question right there.
Oh,
Wimp Sanderson should be in the Hall of Fame. He should be.
Yeah.
Now, that's a serious answer there. I really think that.
Do you? Yeah. Talking about the College Basketball Hall of Fame or the Alabama Hall of Fame?
Alabama Hall of Fame. He's already in that.
Yeah, yeah.
He shouldn't be in there because he got in before I did. I need to get in first.
Yeah, that's disappointing.
Crap, I got you in.
We got a bad. We got a bad call here. I can't hear half what you're saying. Mm. Ask me a serious question.
Yeah.
Well, what's your favorite country singer?
It used to be Vern Gosden. Vern Gosden was like, my favorite.
Go by used to be.
Well, I've gone up on the new guys a little bit, but Sonny James was one of my first. Vern Gosden was my second. And the third was, I've got my third. I'll give it to you when it clicks in my book. My heart starts beating again.
What is, and I don't know this, you may not either. Is Michael Jordan, isn't he suing NASCAR or NASCAR suing him or something? Something going on with that? You know anything about
that? Yeah, he had a car that he sponsored in NASCAR.
Okay.
And I don't know why he sued, but he did own a car and he went to every race just about. And he was really into NASCAR. I don't know if he still owns the car, but he did own one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The driver of the car at one time was one of the Petties. Not Richard, but one of the Petties drove his car earlier. But I don't know who drove the car the last two times.
Yeah, I didn't know what's going on with that. So, all right, what you getting for Christmas?
Well, I'm waiting on some. A who? A brain? Did he say a brain?
That's rude.
Well, no, it's not rude. Have him define that brain. What is a brain?
What is a brain?
You can't define nothing you ain't got. What are we talking about here? The weather? Mm. Is it raining in Tuscaloosa?
It's cloudy. Looks bad out there.
Who's going to win the Alabama Georgia game, Sonny?
SEC championship football.
I know. I believe Georgia will win.
Yeah.
You do? Okay.
Yeah. I do. Seriously, not joking around. I think they will. I think they're a lot better than people think. I don't know why I say that. But I do think they're better than what people think.
Yeah.
They're better.
Well, Coach, did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I didn't have to get on the phone. Hey, I don't have to get on the phone with people like y'all on my good day, on my birthday. What are we talking about? Who's calling?
I don't know. This is Norm Sloan.
Oh, Lord, my favorite person.
Yeah.
Norm Sloan turned him in.
I know, that's why I said that. Thank you, man.
He turned me in.
How did you turn you in?
He bought somebody a meal. He bought somebody a meal.
Oh, wow. I was hungry.
I bought the rest.
That meal he bought him, he put him in a new car when he.
Yeah, he put the sack in the passenger of the car. I got you a meal.
Yeah, and
here's the keys to the car.
I also bought him the restaurant I got the meal from.
There you go. I hope he's good.
See, when I cheated big. I didn't do the small stuff like wimp.
Yeah.
Give him a card to go to the hardware store or something like that. I didn't do that.
All right, Coach. Well, have a good weekend. Enjoy that SEC championship game. Enjoy Arizona and Auburn play the weekend. You can watch that.
Well, thank you. I thank you for calling me, even though I don't know the answer to hello anymore. But I do enjoy being on this show, Bill.
Thank you.
Well,
thank
you got the head football coach's name correct.
Yeah, he did. That was impressive.
You did. Yeah. Tell me the coach's name. You did not.
I don't know.
What?
Goulish. All right.
Is it Goulish or Goulish?
Goulish. You had it right. Don't matter.
Ain't nobody gonna ask you anyway.
He's from Russia. Thank you, Coach.
I've been to Russia though.
Have you? It's cold over there, isn't it?
Yeah, I got a good player from there though.
Thank you, Coach.
Never could learn.
Appreciate
all right,
you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, let's talk about Bryant Bank. Oh, I forgot about David Kendrick. We didn't get him on today. Oh, tell me about Bryant Bank. I'm sorry, David.
Bryant Bank, outstanding bank. Bank that will handle your personal or business account or both. You'll pretty much know the people there. Those will be people that you see daily. They are interested in schools. They're interested in being darn sure that your money is saved and safe and taken care of. Nobody gets in there and tinkers with it, and you'll have a correct analogy of what you have in the bank for everybody to understand and appreciate. And you can bank around the clock, which is good, online. And Bryant Bank is a bank that I've been to for a long, long time, still do. Best bank in Birmingham, in my opinion. I've different places there. So go by Bryant Bank and tell them you heard on the Inside of the Locker Room.
All right, we get back the vinegar tip, and then we got to do the Blue Plate Special. Everybody's listening for that, Chase. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
That old man just told me, and you don't know about sadness till you face my life alone. You don't.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Looking at construction zones that are not really keeping you too slow right now. On the westbound lanes of 2059 between Western Bypass and 69, you've got that long-term road work. And moving about eastbound 2059 between Foster's and Western Bypass, you've also...
Sale of the year ends on December 7th. For just a few more days, you can get Babbel's lifetime access for less at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Need to know what's going on with the Crimson Tide? Then subscribe to our YouTube channel for exclusive content on your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Inside the Locker Room, Michael McGuire, State Farm Insurance. He brings you this vinegar tip for this Friday, 205-752-8500. Now, Cowboy wants Chase or somebody to start putting these tips on the website where people go find them. Maybe Michael McGuire could put them on his website, I'm sure.
Well, they're going to cut back on them. I'm giving too many. I'm running out. We're going to give two a week.
Well, our sponsor's going to want something. We got to come up with something else. Then, what else can you give them? Can you give them a golf tip?
Yeah, I give them a golf tip. All right. Here's your tip on apple cider vinegar. You know, the one thing you'd like to do if you're a lady or even a man too, you need to kind of tone your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Your skin needs to look be a little bit better, kind of balance out your skin a little bit, and remove the oil. And
hello, did we lose him, Chase?
Must water and apple cider vinegar.
Oh, go ahead.
And that'll tone it down, and that'll make you. And also,
nobody heard a word you said. You went out for like 10 seconds. What is the tip again?
Okay, I'm sorry. A skin toner.
Okay.
Apple cider vinegar to clone your skin, remove the oil, balance out your skin the way it looks with the bacteria that's in your around your skin, the bumps that you have. Hey, and the acne. Now, if you've got acne, little bumps around you everywhere. In fact, I'm going to start doing this. You can get some apple cider vinegar and get some water and rub your face real good with that. And even if you touch your hair, we're going to talk a later date about the hair, but
You know, the skin is, also your nails. Apple cider vinegar can take a rag and rub your nails, and also you can tone up your nails. And brother, that's important. You know, ladies like to fix their toenails and like to color them. Well, before they color them, if they'll just put some apple cider vinegar on there and kind of clean them up, they'll look a lot better if their boyfriends want to smell their feet.
Oh, I don't think they do.
I don't think so. Anyway, it's a skin toner, and get you a cotton picking skin toner and tell everybody you heard on Inside the Locker Room.
All right, that's brought to you by Michael McGuire. He's changing lives. Michael, if you want to start putting these tips on your website, you could do that as well. 205-752-8500. Something tells me State Farm wouldn't want vinegar tips on their website, but hey, we'll go ahead and take this break, get back. Chase, they have been lined up waiting on this vinegar tip. They've been calling me all day. They're talking about they need some Christmas money, and they say he's due. We're not gonna give his record. All right, don't do that, Chase.
8-9.
Chuck, send me his record. What is his record? He keeps the records for you and
it ain't good.
He keeps the record for you and Doug Bell. But listen, are you not double blue plating it?
I started to, and I was scared to.
All right. Well, that blue plate's brought to you by Brian Harden Construction. When we get back from break, we'll talk about the blue plate, Brian Harden Construction. And then we'll slide out of here and make way for the Gary Harris Show. Chase, I'm gonna get your prediction on the Alabama Georgia game, so you need to figure out who's going to win that one. You don't want to know what I think. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC, it's the home of Alabama sports.
I know that I can't do no wrong, that when I hold you in my arms, my love can't do me no harm, and I feel nice.
Tide 100.9, traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Looking at construction zones that are not really keeping you too slow right now. On the westbound lanes of 2059 between Western Bypass and 69, you've got that long-term road work. And moving about eastbound 2059 between Foster's and Western Bypass, you've also got...
It's time to get super sure. Not kind of sure, not pretty sure, not a little sure, but super sure. The seismic shift is coming. Super sure, coming soon.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
The Tide Postgame Show is powered by Pearl River Resort, DCH Regional Medical Center, Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, and Two Dimes.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Cloudy sky today and tonight. The chance of a little scattered light rain, but the best chance of rain will be south of here. The high today 51, the low tonight 39. Cloudy tomorrow, and again, the best chance of rain to the south over South Alabama, the high 52. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 43 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Mr. SEC Tournament Wimp Sanderson gives you his excellent analysis every weekday on Inside the Locker Room, right here on Tide 100.9.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Inside the locker room, this vinegar tip. This blue plate special brought to you by Brian Harden Construction. Knee precision, power, and performance. Brian Harden Construction has been delivering top quality steel fabrication, welding, and 24/7 crane rentals for over 30 years. Family owned, woman led, safety driven. Give them a call today, 205-759-1337. Not a lot of games to pick from today, so for this weekend. Where are we going with the blue play? You're 8-9. You have a chance to get your record to 500.
I'm going to, you may go against what I say, because it's good team versus good team. And the line is gone down a little bit, gone down 1 point. But I have felt like the Texas Tech, 11.5, I think it is now, is going to beat BYU, and I think BYU is really good. I could be just biting a bullet on this, but I'm telling you, every time I look at Texas Tech, they run the score up big, and they're going to try to run it up. I think it's 11.5. Barry can check it. And I'm going to take Texas Tech at home against BYU, and that's a dangerous deal because BYU is 11.
It's not home now. It's in Arlington, but it's in Texas.
Okay, it is in Texas. Okay, I thought it was at home. Sorry. No. But anyway, I'm still going to take Texas Tech. Okay. I just think that they'll have people there. I think BYU is good. I may be dead wrong. If you think I am, then go the other way. But I think 11.5 is not enough points. I just think Texas Tech is going to wipe them out pretty good.
So all right. If I were picking a blue plate, I'm sorry. I thought Alabama was going to lose at Georgia, so I'm never right. I would take Georgia minus the 2.5.
Yeah,
against Alabama.
I would too, but I'm not going. I can't do that again.
Well, I'm just trying to be honest with you. Now, yeah. I'm looking. Yeah. People, everybody's loading up on Ohio State. I think Indiana is better than people think. We'll see.
I think we'll know. We'll know.
Yeah, we'll know. All right, Chase, you got that. He's 8-9. This is a chance to get to 500. Doug is 24-21. I don't remember Doug's picks this week, but Doug's winning right now for sure. So, but he can get to 500. If Doug goes 0-3, Doug's 500, and 500 is 500. So we'll see what happens. All right, so I got the line at 12.5, but we'll give you the point, 11.5. So that we'll give it to you.
It's 11.5.
All right, that's yours. Well, I mean, if yours, you should say it's 9.5. All right, Chase.
Well, it's on the iPad.
The game is on ABC at 11 o'clock. If you got nothing to do tonight, or even if you got something to do, change your plans. Come out and watch Northridge take on 7A.
I'm going to watch
Hewitt, Trussell. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the listeners. Bring your kiddos out there. It'd be good basketball out there tonight. Have them wear their little Christmas pajamas, either tacky or the nice pajamas And wear your pajamas, your slippers, and get out to Northridge tonight. Actually, Northridge girls, I think they've got the best 6A team in the state. So I think Hewitt Trussell's got a couple girls maybe that have already signed Division One or committed or something. So should be a fun night. All the teams are playing. If you want to watch the JV, they'll tip it up at 4:30. Boys, JV, freshman boys at 9, at 6, and the varsity boys will get rolling about 7:30. So get the kids, get out of the house. Get over to Northridge tonight and see some great high school basketball. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports. Have a great weekend, Chase.
See, first of all, I'm stepping out on my own. About time I elevated to claim my own throne. Success in my blood, call it homegrown. Puerto Rican testosterone. Power and money got me crazy cocky. No longer need you, Poppy. I know you're mad because you can't stop me. And if you wonder how this player done scooped your honey, I think she smell my cologne. It's called brand new money. Making major moves, man, ain't a damn thing funny. Pimpin' hood rats to Playboy bunnies. They see the... They see it.